What are you talking about? Yeah, baby.
You're rolling on the elevator. All right, this week we have someone you might have first recognized over the summer on America's Got Talent, or was America Got, what was it? It was America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I think it was.
Bobby Badfingers, how are you? His given birth name.
How you doing?
Doing good. Since the summer, it's been kind of a roller coaster for you, has it?
Oh, yes, one heck of a great ride. Lots of fun.
And how long have you been doing the snapping thing?
Since I was about 4 years old, maybe 15 years now.
And I was going to be a little bit more generous, but that's all right. So, is it a profession for you?
Yes, it is now. I retired from my original job and decided to become a professional snappist.
And did you work at a nail shop before then? Pedicures, manicures?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you see what I do with my fingers, you see what I can do with my toes.
Now, you're a professional snappist. And just give an example of what that is so we'll know what we're in store for later, because you're going to actually do some songs for us.
Yes.
Do a little warm-up.
Okay. Oh, I should snap into that one, shouldn't I? I'm screwing you all up. I did that on purpose. I want to see if you're awake, man.
Now, how many episodes of the America's Got Talent did you make it through?
I think I did about 9 or 10 episodes.
And who disliked you the most?
Nobody. They all loved it. I was waiting for them to fill me with hatred, but they loved every minute of it.
I tell you what, America's Got Talent is one of those shows that I promised myself every night I would go and watch it. And then the next day someone would talk about it, and I'd go, next week I'm going to go and watch it. But so I didn't catch all your performances, but I did catch some characters on there. Who was your favorite character? I loved the Russian guy. Or was he German?
He was Russian, and yeah. He was definitely a character. Oh, my God. I mean, if you wanted shock and flash, he had the package right there. Just what? What? Right?
And what was the best part about that show?
The best part about that show was just finally getting my finger snapping out to everybody in the world on a major network, major television show in prime time almost every week. And now I get recognized everywhere I go. It's very cool. People smile and had a good time. And that's why I retired. That really was cool.
It's definitely an art form that you can't get upset about.
No, unless, you know, you see the finger in the wrong position. But usually...
So we only have a limited amount of time. So what should we cover? So between then and now, what's been going on for you? What's your life like?
Well, I'm getting calls for ad campaigns right now. I've already cut one ad campaign for a convenience store. I just got a call from a lottery that wants me to do a state lottery that wants me to do an ad campaign for them. I'm flying to the UK at the end of the month to do a couple television shows and magazine interviews over there right now. I have been talking about doing my movie. I have an animated series called Snapmaster Badfingers and His Homies. I've been talking about what's so funny about that, man?
I don't know, but it lit up.
What are you laughing at?
It lit up the whole room. Can you give us that title one more time?
It's called Snapmaster Badfingers and His Homies. And don't laugh.
We got so much to cover. Real quick, give out your website because it has a lot of artwork, which we're going to talk about in a minute. What is the website?
Badfingers.com.
And is that a trademark name? Or can
yes,
I go
it
out?
Is. Yes, it is. Trademark.
All right, do you have a Bad Finger Street Team?
An idea. I'm going to color that one up right now, man.
Who does your artwork?
I have a few people. I have a gentleman named Mike Judge who did the animation, the cartoon series, and he also does a lot of my still photographs also. And then I have another guy named Brian McCabe, which is does a lot of my Photoshop work. And I have a couple other people that do things that...
You really weren't playing with the Beatles? That was Photoshop?
Oh, no. That was for real, man. Can't fool you. Are you kidding me?
I was like, I almost remember that happening.
That's an actual factual history snapsation. That happened.
So why all the animation? Why all the fun... It's like it's almost childlike in a way.
I am. You know, when I was growing up, I had ADHD, SSD, attention deficit, hyperactive, can't stop snapping disorder.
Oh. You live, breathe your craft, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So how long are you going to be over in the UK, and how did they find out about you?
I don't know. They gave me an email one day, said, we'd like to have you come on over. And I said, well, I'd love to do it. I've never been to the UK. I've never snapped my fingers over there. I don't have anybody that's called ever called security on me over there, so I figured I got to go.
Well, yeah, you should have a fresh start.
Yeah, fresh start. Nobody knows me. I can get away with a lot of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Brits will probably make you an international superstar.
Well, I look at it this way. You know, 200 and some odd years ago, their king gave us a finger. Now it's my turn to return the favor.
Okay, so let's talk about your album, which I've listened to a few times. The Snapmaster is here.
You know it, baby.
You're the Snapmaster?
I'm the Snapmaster.
Let's talk about some of the songs. First, I want to talk about number two, The Snappest. That is probably the funniest song I've heard, you know, in the snapping genre.
Well, yeah, it's very unique to Snappist, actually. it's a cool little rap tune that we have a little fun with. It's for kids, you know, and it's just it goes along with my animated characters and that type of thing.
Who's the baddest finger around?
Yeah, who's the baddest man around, you know. I don't even have to say it. You know it.
How many snappers, professional snappers in the world are there?
I have job security. I am at the tops in my field. I'm the only one.
Pete is immediately going to go out after work and learn a craft.
Hey, Pete, any skill will be fine with us. Thank you.
I'll laugh in the background.
So do you go out and do shows and stuff like this?
Yes, I do. Oh yeah, yeah. I've been in Vegas with Carrot Top.
He was on a DVD I got from you.
Yeah, yeah. He was my closer. You know, if it wasn't for me, he would have never made it to where he's at today. I put his picture up all over Vegas. That's the secret to being successful, is to having a strong closer.
Well, you should yell at him next time you see him. He was in here recently. Didn't even mention your name.
Really? I don't want to get him all excited, get his all carrots all bunched up.
That was funnier than some of the jokes he said.
Tell him to stick to the props, would you?
So how does that happen when you go out there to open for a comedy show? Do you approach them and go, hey, here's what I do, I think it'd be fantastic, or do they know you?
No, they have to know me, because when I approach them, that's when the cuffs go on. So they got to know me. Yeah, can I snap in your show, man? Get out.
Here's what I want to ask. What's the worst heckle anyone's given you during one of your performances?
You know, everybody yells, get bad fingers. They yell good stuff. It's a funny part.
Yes, like I said earlier, yeah. You can't get upset by it, can you?
No, nobody. I mean, that's the funny part. I mean, if it was me sitting in there, I'd just rip me a good one. But you know, but no, it's a fun thing.
Are you a married guy?
No, I've never been married. Single. You know, I haven't grown up yet. You hit it right on the head, really. I'm a teenager going on five.
So what are the ladies saying about you?
Yeah. Oh, what the heck was that?
Hey, professional interview. I think that was a cell phone.
That wasn't on my CD, was it?
No, I was about ready for you to snap to it. I was like, hey, it's a bonus track.
Oh my God! Yeah, we can't have that.
Before we run out of time, let's. You brought your CD in here, which again is called the Snappers, and we want to get hear a couple of things. You mentioned that a lot of people request you to do Wipeout. No,
Dueling Banjos.
Dueling Banjos. I like the Wipeout. That's what I said.
Well, what the? I just turned it off.
It's official. He hates us.
Oh, there it goes. Finally. Sorry.
I like the way he turned it off and then shook it in case there was any residual ring.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it away from Mike.
Which one did you want to do?
Let's start out with a little Wipeout for you. We'll do that, just the first drum solo out of there, which is what
track
number?
Six.
Number one there. Number one?
Track six.
Wipeout's number two, man.
It is?
Yeah. I have my own personal music track. See, that has a snap saw right in it. I'd be cheating if I did that.
Oh, I see.
I could do a Memorex ad, though.
Oh, you could. That's right.
Great sponsorship. Hit it up, Big Daddy. Now, see, what you have is this whole song going down here, and I'm dancing and moving around and grooving, putting down the sexy moves, and everybody's loving it. Huh? Yeah. And then we get to the drum solo, and we lay down the snappage. We have a snap down that comes down at the end of the song. It's cool. And I always put my best finger forward, especially for you. Here we go.
Groovy, baby.
Hey, baby. All right. Now we'll try a little dueling banjos. Now, this is a hot one. This one really rocks the house. If you want to try that'd be track 4. Right. Wait. Yeah, track 3. We're working on this. You're gonna have your job cut out for you editing all this stuff later, aren't you? I knew it. Baby! Hee-yah! Oh, yeah, baby! Oh, hey! Yeah, ha, ho! Yeah, huh? Godlike fingers, huh?
Woo! Well, we're just almost out of time. It went by way too quick. What do we need to tell the people that's coming up?
Send money to badfingers.com. No, coming up, you'll be seeing some public things. And I'm working on some commercials right now, some national sponsorships, animations, books. Just check out that website, and I'll update you all the time at badfingers.com, and you'll have a lot of fun, and kids love it.
Bobby Badfingers, can you take us out with something aka finger?
Yeah, we'll do a little Elvis. Here we go. Quit laughing there, man. You're just laughing too much. Ready? It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait.
Oh, yeah.
How about a little? Oh, see, CC Rider. Whoa, see what you have done. Whoa, okay.
Bobby Badfingers, thanks a lot for stopping by,
thank
man.
Thank you, man. Really, man.
All right, that was great. All right, thanks a lot, Pete.
Hey, Pete. Come on in here, man. Let's rock some more.
Coming in.
Come on. Let's go, baby.